This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 467. Today, Doc asks, a lot of writers only ever focus on the craft of writing, but if you're a writer, you're also a small businessman. What part of the business side of things should a writer learn in order to keep from being ripped off once their work is good enough to publish? Well, the two things you definitely want to learn about, Doc, are copyright law and negotiation. Learning a little bit of trader strategy and probability would not hurt you either. When you talk about being ripped off, I mean, that's all about negotiation and it's about rights. If you don't understand copyright as it is currently instantiated in law and can live and breathe it and then keep up with the changes, you're going to probably get ripped off at some point. You're also going to need to know contracts. You need to know how to read a contract and how to tell what that contract is taking from you, because sometimes it's not all in the grant of rights section of the contract. So you need to know what you're signing. You need to know what you're signing away. You need to know what you're getting in return for that and if it's a deal you're willing to make. And it helps. It's not necessary, but it helps to have some sort of strategic vision for what you're trying to achieve. Let me illustrate a few different sorts of approaches. If you want to be read by the greatest possible number of people, you might be willing to trade away a lot of opportunities for money in order to get the exposure. Whether that trading away involves, say, for example, something I've done, podcasting your own work for free from time to time. Or it involves signing a very disadvantageous contract with a traditional publishing house. Or signing a bad contract with a film studio or whatnot, or doing business with a agent. There's all sorts of problems there that I'll have to get into at some point. I don't want to get into that. It's a religious issue for people. But if you're going to have an agent, you need to understand something that economists call the agency problem, because otherwise you can wind up on the short end of a stick that you didn't realize you were holding. But if your goal is to have your work seen, read, understood, etc., by the greatest number of people, you may make different strategic decisions than you would if your goal was to make a living and replace your job. And you would make a different set of decisions again if, rather than making a living, you're looking at building an empire. They've actually given me some ideas for how to approach business 201. I went over the basics of the mentality of a small business person and the kind of stuff you need to know to make the switch from thinking like an employee to thinking like a professional writer entrepreneur type in my small book Business 101. Got Business 201 on my schedule for sometime next year, and I've been toying around with different ideas of how to approach it. And this question may give me the germ of it, so I really appreciate that. But let me see if I can boil it down to a quick list. You need to know copyright, contracts, negotiation, business strategy, and it helps if you know probability, weighting, and hedging. And if you understand concepts like path dependence and informal logic fallacies like sunk cost and other stuff like that, if you can get your head around those things, you will have maybe not everything you need, but a lot of what you need to start actively managing your career. Now, secondarily, you're also going to need to learn marketing, advertising, customer relationships, and market analysis. Those are all things you can learn piecemeal, step by step. And some of them are ever-changing. And some of them you learn best through experimentation and practice, like I'm discovering with marketing. All the study in the world doesn't do you half as good as just tinkering around. It's kind of like learning to ride a bike or learning to walk. Because there's the theory, but the theory isn't directly applicable in any kind of dependable manner because everybody's audience is different, everybody's strategy is different, and everybody's voice is different. And in taste-based artisanal businesses, those are all really important. And the other thing with taste-based artisanal businesses is marketing does not work for us like it works for commodities or for mass-market products. It doesn't work for us like that at all. Taste-based artisanal businesses, which is the kind of business that we're in, are eventually all the marketing for them boils down to word of mouth. There's all sorts of other stuff you can do to try to kick the word of mouth off, get it going, get yourself noticed by the initial few, but the trick is, as Nathan Lowell talks about on his podcast, and he talks about to me in private quite frequently, the trick is finding the people who already want what you're selling. So figuring out what it is you're selling, that's a trick too. It's taken me years. I'm finally starting to figure it out. No boy, does it feel nice. But it's been a long, long path of trial and error for me, and I'm sure the trials and errors aren't over yet. But that's my list. That's the stuff I would concentrate on learning. And taxes and corporations. You're going to want to learn about those eventually. And then, of course, there's the moving parts of your business. It's not just writing craft. There's also the mechanics of publishing and distribution. Now, in our business now after the revolution, it's remarkably easy. In terms of, you know, you have your marketplace, you go to it, you read the contract, you make sure it's an agreement you can live with, and you go forth and sell. The gatekeepers are at a different spot than they used to be. Used to be the gatekeepers were editors, now the gatekeepers are the readers themselves. Which has all sorts of upsides and downsides, but it does all eventually shake out to the one last thing that you probably need to know about as a small business person. The Pareto distribution. This is the depressing one. This is the one that scares everybody off. But it's a law of nature. And if you understand it, you're in a better place to cope with its effects and to recognize some of the stuff that goes on with your business, positive and negative. The Pareto distribution is the observation that in any system, 80% of the people will control 20% of the resources, and 20% of the people will control 80% of the resources. And as the system matures, and the system in this case being the market, and as the market matures, that distribution moves towards greater inequality. Always. Happens in all markets, happens in governments, happens in the cosmos. The amount of matter in the cosmos is distributed according to Pareto distribution style rules. That means that there are always going to be a whole lot of losers and only a few spectacular breakout winners. The hedge against that is persistence. Time is the great filter. When it comes to artisanal businesses, those that persist increase their chances of being noticed, increase their chances of acquiring an audience, increase their chances of moving up the Pareto distribution as other people move down, either because they've exhausted their audience or pissed them off or died off or the tastes or the zeitgeist has changed, the styles have changed, and people just aren't hungry for what that particular producer is producing anymore. Think of George Lucas. George Lucas was the top of the Pareto distribution for decades. Anytime he needed a little more money, he'd just pop out a new version of the old Star Wars films. And then he brought out the new Star Wars films, and he made a lot of money on them. And enough that he sold the studio off. But in the meantime, other people learned his tricks. And so the new Star Wars films, if you look on the top box office performers of all time, they're not even scraping it. They're not scraping anywhere near what the old films did. And it's because the tastes and the market and the zeitgeist have all changed. And the new films, though they're making respectable money, they aren't fulfilling the kind of need, the kind of deep cultural need that the original films did and they aren't inspiring the kind of woo wonder in the young that the prequel trilogy did, even though it left a lot of us old fans behind. The world changes, and the changes in the world are good. Market volatility is what allows people to move up and down the Pareto distribution. But the Pareto distribution is a thing. There's nothing you can do about it. So time is the great leveler of all things artisanal especially. So keep that in mind, that this isn't a business skill you need to acquire, but a piece of business awareness is that persistence is really, really valuable in terms of building a career that has the potential of lasting quite a long time and climbing the Pareto distribution and paying off very handsomely. However, even if you don't climb the distribution, you can still do pretty damn well if you're smart about your business and your rights. And pretty damn well means anything from a constant stream of beer and pizza money to being able to pay your rent fairly regularly to having the occasional windfall that allows you to buy a new car here and there, or at least a decent used car here and there over the course of your life. And that's not trivial stuff. It may not be a seven-figure career, but that's a location and job-independent income, and most people would kill for that. Worth thinking about. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.